The Owl Who Was Afraid of the Dark. Chapter 3. Dark is fun! That evening, when it was getting dark, Mr. Barn Owl invited Plop to go hunting with him again. "Coming, son," he said, "it's a lovely night."
Not this time, thank you, Daddy," said Plop, who was sitting just outside the nest hole. "I'm busy."
"You don't look busy," Mr. Barn Owl said. "What are you doing?"
"I'm busy remembering," said Plop.
"I see," said his father. "In that case, I shall have to go by myself." He swooped off into the darkness like a great silent jet aeroplane.
"What are you remembering, Plop?" asked his mother.
"I'm remembering what the old lady said about dark being kind. She says she is never lonely in the dark because she has so much to remember."
"Well then," said Mrs. Barn Owl, "this would seem to be a good moment for me to slip out and do a little hunting."
"You're not going to leave me by myself," said Plop. "I shan't be very long. I'll try to bring you back something nice."
"But I shall be lonely."
"No, you won't. You just keep busy remembering like the old lady said." Plop watched his mother float off into the darkness like a white feather. The darkness seemed to come towards him and wrap itself around him.
"Dark is kind," Plop muttered to himself. "Dark is kind. Oh dear, what shall I remember?"
He closed his eyes and tried to remember something to remember.
Fireworks. He would remember the fireworks.
He had enjoyed them. The darkness had been spotted and striped and sploshed with coloured lights above the glow of the bonfire. He still had stars in his eyes when he thought of it. Shouts, happy shouts, from under his tree brought Plop back from his remembering. He opened his eyes and peered down through the leaves. There were people running about in his field, and flames were flickering from a pile of sticks. Another bonfire. Did that mean more fireworks? Plop watched excitedly. He could see now that the people running about were boys, quite big boys in shorts. They were collecting more wood for the fire. Suddenly, they all disappeared into the woods with squeals and yells, and all but one, that is. And there was one boy left sitting on a log near the fire. Plop forgot about being afraid of the dark. He had to know what was going on, so he shut his eyes, took a deep breath, and fell off his branch. The ground was nearer than he expected it to be, and he landed with an enormous thud.
"Cool," said the boy on the log. "A roly-poly pudding. Who threw that?"
"Nobody threw me. I just came," said the roly-poly pudding. "And actually, I'm a barn owl."
"So you are," said the boy. "Have you fallen out of your nest?" Plop drew himself up as tall as he could.
"I did not fall. I flew," he said. "I'm just not a very good lander, that's all. I came to see if you were going to have fireworks, as a matter of fact."
"Fireworks?" said the boy. "No. What made you think of that?"
"Well, the bonfire," Plop said.
"Bonfire," said the boy. "This is no bonfire. This is a campfire, and I'm guarding it till the others get back."
"Where are they gone?" asked Plop.
"They've gone to play games in the dark, lucky things."
"Do you like playing games in the dark?" asked Plop. "It's super," said the boy. "Dark is fun. Even quite ordinary games like hide and seek are fun in the dark. My favourite is the game where one of you stands outside a home with a torch in his hand and shines it on anything he sees or hears moving, and the rest of you have to creep past him and home without being spotted. It's brilliant."
And there was a crash and a yell of "Scumbo got you!" from the wood.
"There, they're playing it now.
Old Scumbo always gets caught out first. He's got such big feet. You have to creep like a shadow not to be caught. Oh, it would be my turn to guard the fire."
"What's the fire for?" asked Plop.
"Well, we cook potatoes in it and make cocoa and sing around it."
"What for?" "What for? Because it's fun, that's why, and because Boy Scouts and Girl Guides have always had campfires."
"Is that what you are?"
"Of course, silly, or I wouldn't be here, would I? I must put some more wood on the fire."
Plop watched as the fire was built up.
"Do you think I could be a Boy Scout?" he asked. I doubt it, said the scout. You're a bit on the small side. I suppose you could be a cub, but you have to be 8 years old.
I'm 8 weeks, said Plop.
Looks as if you'll have a long wait then, doesn't it, said the scout. Anyway, he grinned. You look jolly silly in the uniform.
Plop looked so disappointed that the scout added, Never mind, you can stay for the sing-song tonight.
Oh, can I, cried Plop. That would be so super.
Better go home and ask your mother first, though. So Plop flew up to the nest hole and found his mother waiting.
Where have you been, she said.
She sounded a bit cross, like all mothers when they have been worried.
I've been talking to a boy scout. He says dark is fun, and he says I can stay for the campfire. So can I, Mummy, please?
Well, yes, all right, she said.
Oh, super, said Plop.
So Plop was a boy scout for a night. He sat on his new friend's shoulder and was introduced to all the others. They made a great fuss of him, and he had a wonderful time. He did not care for cocoa, but he enjoyed a small potato. His friend blew on it for him to cool it, because he knew that owls swallow their food whole, and a hot potato in the tummy would have been very uncomfortable for Plop. The scouts huddled around the fire and sang while the sparks danced. They sang funny songs and sad songs and long songs and short songs. And Plop did not sing because he wanted to listen. But every now and then he got a bit excited and fluttered around the boys' heads, crying, Eek, eek! And everybody laughed. And they sang until the fire had sunk to a deep red glow and Plop had turned quite pink in its light. And then it was time to go home for the boys and for Plop. And when Plop had said goodbye to them all and bowed till he ached, he spread his wings and flew up to the landing branch.
Well, said his mother, I told you the Boy Scout says dark is fun.
And what do you think, Plop?
I still do not like it at all.
But I think campfires are super. Did you bring me something special?
I did.
And Plop swallowed it in one gulp.
That was nice, he said.
What was it?
A grasshopper.
I like grasshopper, said Plop. What's next?
The end.